This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden met with American troops during a visit to Poland on Friday in support of Allied responses to the humanitarian and human rights crises sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as allies take new action to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden told members of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, "You're in the midst of a fight between democracies and oligarchs," as he met with them in the Polish town of Rzeszów, nearly 100 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. The division is supporting thousands of other NATO troops in eastern flank countries that include Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria, and Romania. Biden first visited with U.S. service members in a makeshift barber shop at the division's temporary headquarters. He later sat down for a slice of pizza with troops in a dining hall. President Biden is also seeing the Ukrainian refugee crisis up close during his trip to Europe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The president says he's been to a lot of refugee camps around the world. The looks in the eyes of parents are haunting.
I don't think there's anything worse for a parent than to see a child suffering.
The UN estimates some 3.5 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting. More than half are now in Poland, where the president saluted the Warsaw government and citizens alike for opening their arms and homes. But he's disappointed to not get a closer look at the crisis.
I can't see it firsthand like I have in other places.
He'll visit with refugees tomorrow in the Polish capital, not in Ukraine, due to security concerns.
They will not let me, understandably, I guess it, cross the border.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. An investigation is underway after a 14-year-old fell to his death from an Orlando amusement park ride in the state of Florida on Thursday night. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
Tyree Sampson, a teenager from Missouri, was visiting Central Florida with a friend's family when he somehow slipped from the Orlando Free Fall, an amusement park ride at Icon Park that opened last year. Orange County Sheriff John Mina says he was taken to a hospital where he died.
Our role in this situation is to determine whether or not this is an accident or intentional act, and this does appear just to be a terrible tragedy.
A video aired by NBC's Today Show appears to show passengers discussing issues with a seat restraint before someone is seen falling from the ride. The Free Fall ride and the adjacent Slingshot have been closed indefinitely, according to John Stein, a sales director with the Slingshot Group.
Our hearts are broken for that family of the young man.
Further investigation into the ride's safety will fall to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Inspectors were spotted at the ride Friday, testing a seat and measuring an over-the-shoulder harness. Audio courtesy of WFTV. I'm Jennifer King.
A Yemeni rebel attack on a Saudi oil plant set off a huge fire near Jeddah's Formula One circuit during televised practice sessions on Friday. It was part of a wave of assaults on Aramco facilities. The Saudi-led coalition fighting the Iran-backed rebels confirmed the Jeddah attack. It was one of 16 drone and missile attacks by the Iran-backed rebels across the kingdom. The wave of assaults comes ahead of the 7th anniversary of a Saudi-led coalition's military intervention against the rebels in Yemen, a country in the grip of a major humanitarian crisis. The U.S. government Friday announced sanctions on 5 people and 5 entities connected to Myanmar's military. Those sanctioned include a military unit, arms dealers, military leaders, and companies and individuals working in this defense sector. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement Friday. He said since the February 2021 military coup, the military regime has only intensified its violent crackdown and killed more than 1,700 people, including women, children, and aid workers. Earlier this year, the U.S. government designated the Myanmar government's treatment of the Rohingya Muslim minority as genocide. The government of Myanmar has already been sanctioned by the U.S. and other countries over the treatment of the Rohingyas. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is in Poland meeting with American troops and also visiting with refugee families in Poland. You can keep up on all the stories we're doing coming out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.